Rick, I'm talking to is the manager of Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, Rick Spear. First off, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, well, good to see you too.
You know, it's one of these things. Today, windy and on the lake, the first thing we should say is if you're going out there during the day today, be very, 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 very careful and maybe consider putting it off a day if you can.
Well, that's right. You know, water is cold and bad things can happen
right. When
it's windy.
Yep, and that's one of my scary ones right there. Of course, Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, you got this partial government shutdown. What I wanted to ask Rick to join us this morning is kind of outline what you can, what you can't do when it comes to Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge. I'd seen some people posting some pictures up, things along that line, which I wanted to talk to a little bit whether they were true or not, because sometimes people post stuff from other parks. So, the visitor center, is it open?
It's closed.
The visitor center's closed.
Yep, it'll remain closed until the end of the shutdown.
Now, people who are waterfowl hunters, don't they have to go there to check in for the blinds?
Well, they typically go to the campground for the waterfowl draw.
Okay.
It's called for the blinds that are in the controlled waterfowl hunt area. And we are not conducting that draw during the lapse in the federal appropriations, but we do have a sign at the campground gate indicating that during this lapse of appropriations, although the waterfowl draw will not occur, those blinds are made available on a first-come, first-served basis until the lapse of appropriations is over.
That's the picture I saw on Facebook.
Yep.
It's saying first come, first serve when it comes to the blinds this weekend. But on the other hand, that does not mean that there's not law enforcement agents.
That's correct. We have some individuals that are working, even though we have been furloughed. It's called we are accepted employees that are required to work.
Right.
To maintain public safety and maintain critical infrastructure. And law enforcement officers are part of that to assure that the public is kept safe and law and order still occurs.
There's a lot of territory out there with a lot of people trying to do a lot of things. And some of them aren't good things. And I think that the fact that the law enforcement agents out there are still patrolling is one of the bits of good news that we have in that respect, too. You know, I don't know whether it's still the problem that it once was, but poaching used to be quite a big of a problem over the decades past at Crab Orchard. And, you know, and sometimes people say, oh, well, now I've got an opportunity to go out there and I don't have to worry about the police, the enforcement agents. Well, that's not exactly the case. So that's one of the good news is, because, you know, it's weird because you got to kind of that ownership. Last time you were in the studio, you and I talked about this. This is my wildlife refuge.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know. I don't know if other people do it. I assume they do. But when it's so close to where I live, it's mine.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and people think, well, I'm going to go fishing Saturday. Can they still go fishing?
They can still go fishing. The things that people typically do out there, it's still open for them to do. Hiking trails are open, or roadways that are typically open to the public this time of year are open. You can fish. Boat ramps. All of those type of facilities are open. Really, the main things that aren't open are the visitor center and the refuge headquarters.
The refuge, but so camping's open too, if somebody's so inclined.
I think all the campgrounds are currently closed this
okay.
Type of year.
All right, good. I want to make sure, because I know people that actually like to come here, like from Michigan mm-hmm. and Wisconsin, because it's so much warmer, so they camp here yeah. in the winter and consider that a vacation.
All the campgrounds typically close in October after the first gun season.
Good. All right, so that's something which would be the case anyway. And the reason why I asked this about the boat ramps, in some of the closures in the past, there had been orange cones placed across the driveways for the boat ramps. I went out to check specifically and didn't see a cone one this mm-hmm. weekend as I went around Crab Orchard.
Yep, it's a little bit different type of a shutdown these days where the shutdown you're talking about was a full closure. This is more of a soft closure where
right.
people are still able to do most of the things that they typically do.
Well, which for me is walk on the dam with my dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, one time I remember the orange cones across there, and I called my congressman, and he says, don't you go up there. I can't get you out of trouble. So what did I not ask you about that people should know when it comes to using Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge that you want people to know, users? Is there anything out there that
there will be some impacts, such as routine maintenance will not be occurring. Things like picking up trash out of the trash cans or anything in the recreational facilities,
right.
We will not be picking up trash. So certainly ask people, if you bring trash into the refuge, please take it out with you. And also the restroom facilities located at some of our recreational sites, we won't be cleaning those. And
do you have any pump stations? Do you have a pump station for campers and things like that at Craig Orchard?
No, not that's open right now.
Okay, all right.
We do have, like I said, some employees that are considered critical enough that we have to go ahead and work. And we do have water lines that provide water to General Dynamics and supplement the federal prison. And so we have our maintenance supervisor and a maintenance worker in here where we monitor those critical facilities, where if there's a water line break, we need to know about it and address that type of a thing. And then you mentioned the lake levels were up a little bit.
We have
three high hazard dams on the refuge.
Yes.
Each dam on the lakes is a high hazard dam, so we have to monitor those. There's inspections that we have to do, various other monitoring efforts, and so we are continuing those type of activities.
All right. I think you touched on one item for those of us who really feel this is our refuge, that if you bring trash in, take it out. Right? Because I've seen those trash cans over full on a 4th of July weekend or something along that line. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure on Crab Orchard Lake as far as a user in a refuge lake. Are there other things that people can do to help you besides take your trash out with you when you go?
Well, just, you know, really understanding that our facilities, we don't have the staff here to take care of the facilities right now, and please help take care of the facilities. If a fishing pier or trees fell down on a hiking trail, those type of things we wouldn't be addressing until after the shutdown is over. You know, if it was a safety issue, we might have to close those facilities down until we were able to make them safe again.
Right, get them in there and get it taken care of. And, of course, you know, when I heard the president say could be years, I kind of scoffed a bit on that because I don't know any government shutdown like this can go on for years or anybody would do that. But we don't see a light at the end of the tunnel right now. So, and, you know, when we're talking about 63 and 54 tomorrow, and I know a lot of people are out there hitting a crappie because I've seen some holding big crappie up in front of the camera. So.
Yeah.
Fishing's
been pretty good.
I had to talk to a friend of mine, Scott, that I'd saw this past weekend, and he was like, yeah, some big ones. So yeah. So people are out there hitting the lake as well. Best of luck moving forward. The visitor center is closed. And so as a result, if somebody like me who's gone and let their sticker expire was to run out there and try to run it, couldn't get one right now.
No, there is an Iron Ranger where you can get a day pass. Outside of the door of the visitor center, but as far as getting renewing a year pass or something like that, or getting a multi-day pass, the visitor center is closed for that. And you should also know that phones aren't being answered at the headquarters or the visitor center. There's a message that we typically have on there. One glitch we have found is the visitor center's message voicemail fills up very quickly, and the message we intend to put out there, If the voicemail is full, it just tells you the voicemail is full.
Ah.
And so we are trying to at least get the voicemails off there. We can't answer them, but we want to make sure that message indicating that the visitor center is closed gets out there.
All right. Best of luck in the next coming days and getting back to work, too,
okay,
when it gets to that. If somebody's out on the lake and they have a problem, I think that answering machine and Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, think you can call the visitation center, you're better off calling the fire department or police, right? If you get in some kind of trouble out on the lake.
If there's an emergency situation, you need to call 911, and they will send the appropriate folks, and they contact our refuge officers also.
Right. Well, after I saw this thing, you saw it over the weekend, Thebes,
mm-hmm.
where the guy fell out of his boat, went to an island, 5 hours yelling before somebody heard and got somebody over there. Not that I think that would happen at Crab Orchard, because the only island I know of, I think I could make it if I could walk.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I think you mentioned the water's pretty cold right about now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Rick, thanks for coming in today.
Okay.
Rick Spear, he's manager of the Crab Orchard Wildlife Refuge, which in many respects is open and ready for you to enjoy it. It's just you're a little more self-dependent than you might have been at another time. I think that's fair to say, don't you, Rick?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.